ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. We are joined here in the media center with the top fuel winner of the NGK Spark Plugs NHRA 4Y National, Steve Torrance. Steve Torrance, you not only won this event, but you have swept the 4Ys for the 2018 season, and you are the defending event winner of this event. Talk about your success today.
You know, it's pretty unbelievable. We didn't do the best through qualifying, and we haven't had the best car all year. We've been working on some stuff. I think that we could easily go back and run what we did at the end of the year last year and just stay consistently there, but you got to constantly evolve your program. You got to change and kind of try to go quicker, because these guys are going 64, 65, 61, just like Richie Crampton over there in the back, and it's something that you gotta keep working at. And so Richard's been trying things, and there's no better time to try than during qualifying, because those are the conditions that we need to run in. We need to run strong. So even though it's frustrating, I know there's some light at the end of the tunnel, and the car's doing really well. We went back to our just generic setup with a few minor changes for today. We went back in Q4 and back today, and the car performed flawlessly. It did what it was supposed to, and I'll put Richard Hogan up against anybody out here when the track gets greasy. I mean, you know, some of these guys can go out and outrun us pretty good when it's hot, and I mean when it's cool and the conditions are mine shaft, but when it's tricky and not everybody can go down it, that guy can go down a wet street, and my hat's off to him, because he's the guy, and I got a lot of faith in those guys. And that team right there has been together for quite a few years now, and they're the reason for every bit of the success. So, you just, everybody says it, but that is the true story there. I just drive the race car to make sure I don't run over anything or do anything real dumb, but they cover my butt a lot, and the reason we're here, the success we have, is because of those guys. And when the track conditions changed, and I knew the weather was going to be cool and then have a lot of sun today, I was pretty confident. First round, second round, the car did what it was supposed to. We had a good positioning on the ladder. And then third round, I had my money on Doug, but I knew that we could go down through there, but we spun the tire a little bit in the semifinals, and they went right down that same racetrack, so I thought we might have our hands full with those guys. But it's any way you look at it, a win's a win. It may not be the prettiest, but it was fun, and we need those mellow yellow points, and we need these gold men. And today, or yesterday, was my dad's 60th birthday, so Dad, we're coming home with a trophy. Happy birthday.
You are one of the most successful drivers with these 4Ys lately. What is the recipe of success for it?
I honestly knew what the recipe was, I might try to write it down so I wouldn't forget, but I couldn't tell you. Sometimes my focus and concentration isn't the best, and I have a tendency to overthink and overanalyze and go up there and just not do my job, just not go up there and react. And when you go up there and you're thinking about what you're doing, you're thinking about what lane you're in, you're thinking about anything other than just that yellow light comes on and you hit the gas, then you're typically late. And I wasn't the best on the tree this weekend. I hadn't been the best all year, and I just haven't gotten back to that place where I was at last year. Last year I was crushing it pretty solid, and final round, I go up there and I'm looking at the wrong side of the tree and end up double bowling everybody. I had to get out and apologize real quick to all those guys. I'm like, guys, I did not mean to do that. I just saw the second light come on and figured out it was mine in time before I rolled through. But you know, end of the day, it was a much needed win. We need to continue this momentum, and we need to try to get out on some of these guys as quick as possible, because they're kind of making the corner. They're getting those cars to run better. Good Lord looked after us, kept us safe. We had a successful weekend.
Questions from the media. Dan.
Steve, at what point in that final run did you get it in your mind, I'm going to win this, I'm going to win this?
You know, just like what I said, you have all those thoughts and you're doubting yourself and thinking about that, but when that race car fires up, everything goes away, and it just goes back to like riding a bicycle. You don't think about keeping your balance or pedaling, you just do it. And so when those boys fired that race car up, I looked over at my mom. I would always point my finger at my mom just to make sure that she knows, hey, I love you, in case we wreck again and I don't make it out. You just go up there and you do your job. And it's super cliche to say over and over because Tony's worn the phrase out of being the machine, but you can't be a thinking part of this vehicle. You have to get in it and be mechanical. You have to just repeat time and time again, and any thought process that goes on slows that down. So you just go do your job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Adam Thome, Speed Sport Magazine. Observation. You are an independent and you won the top fuel category. Cruz, an independent, won the funny car categories. So independent sweeping the nitro categories. What does that mean for independents who want to come into this sport and try to be competitive? You've got to show them that it can be done.
You know, I think that it shows a lot of people, and we showed it pretty good last year. We won 8 races in the Traxxas Shootout, and the next best team won 4. So as an independent, we came out and flexed our muscles pretty strong. We had some bad luck in the countdown, but I think that those guys know that we're here. We're very fierce competitors, and that independents can go out and hold their own pretty good and knock some of these big dogs out.
Thank you, and congratulations on your victory today.
Thank everybody very much. I really appreciate it, and it's always fun to win here.